All right, back in the Young Turks. Craig, that screen's not working for us, just so you know.
I'm just gonna assume it's working. So
yeah, go ahead.
Here's
the
thing, I've got some bad news. So I know that the mainstream media wants you to think that the Democrats control the House, but I'm looking at this map, and look how much red is there. If they control it, why is the map all red, huh? That is literally the things that Republicans say. Because they control more space, that's the important part.
Yeah. Okay.
God, our country.
Okay, let's talk about Prop 10.
Okay, how do you know it's Prop 10?
Because I know my propositions, homeboy.
You made him favor the animals.
How do you know that
you supported Prop 10? Because you specifically mentioned rent control, and that was the language used in Prop 10 in California.
No, I didn't. You assumed it.
I did. So, okay. So which one tell me. Okay, just tell me. Tell me.
So earlier in the day, we talked about the California ballots, and there's a million ballot measures in California, as always. And I voted against 1.5 lib measures. Okay, I voted for all the lib measures except 1.5. Okay. So, and I'm the bad guy, and I'll tell you, and some of you guys will yell at me, okay? But the one that I voted against was ambulance workers like want like 2-hour lunch break or something.
No,
like you
that's
work,
not,
you're an ambulance worker. Like, come on, dude. Okay.
So I voted the same way, but that's not what it was.
Come on. Okay.
Like, I'm actually on your side, but that is not what it was.
So funny.
Like, there's somebody dying. You gotta go. Okay, that's your job.
Yeah, yeah, we voted the same way. But that you
okay,
actually.
I'm obviously oversimplifying.
I don't think. I don't know.
Wait, did you say 1.5?
Yeah, 1.5. I'll get to half.
How does that work?
Okay, but the lib position was no, let him take a 4-hour lunch break and a siesta.
No, that is not the lib position, Jake.
That's not what the position was.
No.
Again, I voted with you, but that's not what the position was.
Well, things, they'd still have to go to the emergency. Like, I think it's still oversimplifying. Maybe I misread
it. It's, of course, oversimplifying.
No, I'm talking about even like the whole thing about them not having to go
to. They had siesta in the language of the
I know, that seems weird. Yeah.
The part about not having. Well, the part about not having to go to emergency anymore, they still have to go to the emergency. That wasn't a part of like, oh yeah, therefore, if you pass this, they can sit
call.
There. But they still have to be on call. It's
well,
just
yeah.
when their break gets cut off, they get it back later. And they don't get overworked. So when there is a calm period, they do get to go back into the break.
Okay.
If you say no, then they don't ever get it back. It's like, oh, well, if you.
The proposition said, EMT workers, ambulance workers need to be on call during their paid breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I voted yes. It's been such a long day. I'm kind of like, I can't think straight right now. But I think I voted yes on that.
Okay.
Like, they should be on call. They're emergency workers.
Yeah, that's
call.
What I said.
But then, look, I just said it in a dick way.
Yeah, you did say it.
No. I don't think any of it would have them not be on call anymore. They're going to be on call. It's just they get their break back.
Yeah, but no, that's what my problem with the California ballot measures. In reality, putting kidding aside, it's nearly impossible to determine because if I was a legislator, I would ask not 100 questions, but I'd ask like 7 questions about that. Wait, what do you mean break? What do they like JR said, are you saying that they never get a break or are they saying during their break they just don't want to drive the ambulance? Like that makes a giant difference and it is super unclear from this language, right? And so they are asking all of us to be detailed legislators, and I just think it's wrongheaded.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a ballot measure should be simple things like pot or no pot.
Yeah, I love those ballot measures.
So anyway, the half was Prop 10. You were right. Okay, I didn't say rent control, but you were right.
You voted no on 10?
So the 10 was should we basically oversimplifying again? Allow there to be more rent control in California. And I wanted to vote no, okay? And so the reason is I don't believe in price controls, and including rent control. I think that it creates inefficiencies in the market. But part of my problem with these ballot measures is, well, it depends. I mean, how close are we to a real market? If it's a real market, I vote no. But if it's already a market that's skewed by tax incentives for real estate companies, well, then I would probably vote yes, but it's impossible to determine that level of detail. So,
And one thing that complicates it even more is that it's not a ballot measure that would set up a particular system or particular price controls or rent controls. It is a thing that allows different municipalities to then themselves set up something.
Yes.
So either not at all or strong or light or now or later.
I voted no on 10. And
I'll tell you voted no on 10.
I did.
I thought you knew that.
Yeah. I'm a huge, okay, so as you guys know, I've talked about affordable housing on the show like a billion times. I care about it a lot. There were other affordable housing proposals or ballot measures that I voted in favor of, including bonds to provide affordable housing for veterans, using bonds to provide funding for affordable housing and mental health treatment for homeless. So
I proudly voted yes on those.
So I voted yes on that. The reason why I voted no on 10, there were two reasons. First off, you're right, John, in that the language of the proposal indicated that municipalities should be allowed to make their own rules pertaining to rent control. So, I mean, California is not all progressive. I mean, you have some conservative districts in California, and I'm worried about what they would do. I feel like they would completely do away with rent control, period. Secondly, then there are those that I think are reach too far, overreaching, or government overreach. And what I mean by that is there were some on the far left who thought, no, if it's a rent controlled building, you can never increase rent to market value, even if someone moves out. No, that's too much. I think that's too much. I think that we should have more rent control buildings. I think we should have stricter regulations in terms of property owners selling their rent controlled buildings to real estate developers who then demolish those buildings and then build these ridiculous luxury condos that no one can afford. Like, I want to do something about that. But to say to a landlord, okay, when this person moves out after living here for 15 years, you're not allowed to increase the rent to market value. That's not okay, come on.
Okay, I would like to note for the record that Anna wasn't even sure she wanted to do a post game. She was tired. I say housing, she's like, okay, let me tell you what my thesis is on rent control. Okay?
No filter.
Yeah, I mean, okay, anyway, sorry.
I knew that'd wake you up. That's better than coffee for you.
So, and the reason, look, the reason why I actually didn't want to talk about Prop 10 is because there are good people, good progressives who feel strongly about Prop 10. They really want to support it. But you have to think about the unintended consequences of it. And I think that the unintended consequences, especially considering the fact that we have districts that just voted in favor of someone like Duncan Hunter. Like, no, I don't want people like that making decisions about affordable housing. So anyway, it's a much more difficult situation, but we do need stricter laws protecting rent-controlled buildings.
Okay, now what's really funny is I wanted to vote no, but I was so afraid of Anna that I left a blank.
You did.
That's the half.
That's the half.
Okay, that makes sense.
You should have hit me up. We would have talked about it.
Okay, again, it's a little tongue in cheek. I'm not afraid of it, Anna, but I thought like maybe she has a point. We argued over this, and I remember the last time we argued over education, she won. So maybe she's right.
So
it put doubt into my head, and I was like, and I'm mad at the measures for being so goddamn vague.
Yeah, they are.
I was like, God, forget it. I'm gonna leave it blank.
Do you want to be reassured a little bit? I mean, they've called almost all of them, and it lost by a lot.
So it lost, but the other affordable housing propositions did well, I think, right?
Yes, so one hasn't been called. The housing programs and veterans home loans is winning, but hasn't been called. The homelessness prevention bonds, that has passed by a good margin.
That was the most important one of all the props, in my opinion. I mean, for God's sake, we have got to help the mentally ill. Just leaving them in the streets is just barbaric.
Well, and California and LA have been pretty good over the past few cycles in consistently passing ballot measures that have to do with homelessness.
It did. The funding for children's hospitals, that passed as well.
So that was really important.
A lot of good ones, actually.
I think that private hospitals, that's where I was shaky, but I was like, I don't know which ones are going to get this money and the power to do whatever they want, because anything privatized when it's something like healthcare or taking care of certain folks that are disadvantaged, I worry about. But yeah.
Yeah, and I did my homework. I looked up lib websites. Maxine Waters sent me a thing. She actually did not have all the progressive positions, which actually is not that surprising with Maxine Waters.
She popped up on a lot of the Ballotpedia supporter, parts of it.
And then the corporate guys send you all these ads, but they try to trick you in a thousand different ways. So a lot of them had Gavin Newsom at the front. So making it seem like this is the official Democratic position. No, Gavin Newsom had nothing to do with those things. And then they're like, vote all corporate on all these props. I'm like, ah, like I'm not gonna fall for those tricks. Yeah. But a lot of people would.
You just wanna get it over with.
But I loved what you said about the one candidate. I don't even remember his name, but it was this one candidate. It didn't say whether he was a Democrat or Republican, but he included a nickname, tax cuts, or something about tax cuts.
I'm like, low taxes.
Yeah, I'm voting against you.
Why does he get a nickname?
He was the adjuster, I think.
Does everyone get to choose a nickname?
I think he got adjusted out of office.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
I went to his website. It was rinky dink. But you know, what can you do?
He got adjusted to a different profession.
Can I mention just one other random thing?
But it's kind of weirdly awkward, right? Yeah. He's like,
or assessor, something like that.
Yeah, lower taxes.
No, he's not. Now he's going to be like a plumber. They're like, oh yeah, my plumber's name is Low Taxes. Hey, you want to call in Low? Hey, Low, I got a problem with the drain. So you were going to say, John.
Yeah, the one weird thing is, so you know, Tom Steyer, one of the things he supported was ballot initiatives pushing for more renewable energy. He did it in two states, Arizona and Nevada. In Arizona, it lost 30 to 70. In Nevada, it's winning 60 to 40.
That is
gigantic
super weird.
Swings.
I don't
from
know
the
if you know this.
Measures.
Nevada and Arizona are right next to each other.
Yeah. I mean, different politically, like Nevada
tends
towards
more. Different demographics in Yada, but not that different.
I know, that's
crazy. Weird.
Floridians banned offshore drilling.
Yeah, that's great.
And vaping
at work. No, it is great. It's just, Florida's a weird place. Yeah. It's a very weird place.
Yeah. Like, Ben talked about it last night. I'm definitely against offshore drilling. You better not vape indoors. I said on the same measure. Only in Florida. Only in Florida. And speaking of which, I'll wrap all of it up into one story. When I would live down in Miami, when Ben and I worked down there, there was a guy who was running for mayor, okay? And he had a nickname, he put in an official middle name as well. His name was Marty Shapiro, but his middle name was Not For Sale. So he'd be like, hi, I'm Marty Not For Sale Shapiro. I'm like, all right, dude, okay, I got it. That's in your ads. You don't have to introduce yourself that way. That's super weird. But I'm like, it's cute though, I like it.
I like that message. It's better than low tax cuts or no tax cuts, whatever.
Low taxes.
You haven't forgotten to this day. That was the whole point.
That's true, that's true. And so did Marty Not For Sale Shapiro win? Turns out it was Marty Not For Politics Shapiro because he lost. All right, guys, much love. We'll see you tomorrow.